Oh, that's interesting. So at that point, she was on a trial using the combination that eventually, as you said, in a randomized phase two led to the FDA approval. I'm kind of curious now that we have the trial done, if you saw her again today, how would you manage her? And what was her TPS level?
That was the part of the study that was so early on. We actually don't know. It wasn't performed as standard of care. It was collected on trial, but not reported back to us. So, of course, I'm burning with curiosity when I present the case at case conference. It's always the first question, and one day we'll probably kind of collect that. But
so, again, maybe just think about her. You can remind me, like, what her clinical status was, whether she was symptomatic. Maybe I could ask you, if she was under 50%, over 50%, how do you think you'd approach her today?
Excellent question. So she was relatively symptomatic, good performance status, kind of one, but verging on zero. Really her main complaint, the presenting complaint that got her diagnosed, was a cough that was presumably from this right hilar mass and obstruction associated with that, but very functional and otherwise not too symptomatic. So I think it's an excellent question. It's been a long conversation with any patient starting therapy these days. I think right now, if she had a PD-L1 or TPS of over 50%, I still go with the KEYNOTE-24 data and say, pembrolizumab as a single agent has an excellent response rate, excellent chance of durability, and of course, very modest, manageable toxicity. So I tend to still recommend pembro as a single agent.